Ukraine security issue.
President Volodymyr Zelensky has once again called Kremlin for talks, saying that they were the only chance for Russia to minimize the damage done with their own mistakes after invading. The head of state believed that it will take several generations for Russia to recover their losses. President Volodymyr Zelensky says, "And I want everyone to hear me now, especially in Moscow. The time has come to meet, to talk. The time has come to restore territorial integrity and justice for Ukraine. Otherwise, Russia's cost will be so high, it will not be able to rise again for several generations. Today in Moscow there were many victorious speeches to celebrate the capture of Crimea. There was a big demonstration. I want to point out one detail. It is reported that the demonstration in the Russian capital brought out a total of about 200,000 people, 100,000 in the streets and approximately 95,000 in the stadium. That is the amount of military personnel mobilized in the invasion of Ukraine. Just picture for yourself that in that same stadium in Moscow there are 14,000 dead bodies and tens of thousands more injured and maimed. Those are the Russian costs throughout the invasion," said President Volodymyr Zelensky. 7 civilians have been killed and 5 more wounded as a result of a mortar strike by Russian troops on Makariv, Kyiv region. At the police of Kyiv region report, the occupiers used heavy artillery to attack settlements of Bucha region. As a result of the shelling, residential buildings were destroyed. The administrative building and other premises were damaged. The police are documenting the aftermath and helping residents affected by the airstrike. There were also reports about a house set ablaze and completely destroyed in Narodichi, central Zhytomyr region, after it was hit by Russian shelling. No victims were reported. 2 rockets that struck the Zaporizhia suburbs killed 9 people and wounded at least 17. Most of the casualties were recorded among workers of the state emergency service, local government spokesman Ivan Arefiev said. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba accused Russian forces of deliberately blocking the supply of humanitarian supplies to cities under attack. According to him, creating a humanitarian catastrophe is a Russian tactic. They aim to use humanitarian catastrophes in Ukrainian cities as arguments for Ukrainian cooperation with the occupiers. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba comments.
Well, there are humanitarian corridors from the most endangered cities, which allow residents of these cities, both Ukrainians and foreigners, to leave safely, to pass safely into the territory of Ukraine untouched by war. When they leave these endangered hot zones, they can move towards the western border with Ukraine and leave to Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, Romania, and continue their journey to their homeland. Ukrainian Foreign Ministry and officials on the ground provide all foreigners with necessary assistance to allow them safe exit from the country. Unfortunately, the most difficult part is, of course, to guarantee the ceasefire from the Russian side, as they continue to shell civilians and to fire at civilians. But we are taking every opportunity to help everyone who wants to leave Ukraine to do that.
Ukrainian women report being raped by Russian occupiers. Lyudmila Denisova, the Ukrainian parliament's human rights ombudsman, reports. Since the beginning of armed Russian aggression, the hotline of the ombudsman has been obtaining information that the soldiers committed multiple abuses, including the violation of sexual freedom and right of personal integrity, Denisova stated. Russian invaders have almost completely destroyed metallurgical combine Azovstal, one of the biggest in Europe. It will be almost impossible to restore the enterprise located in strategic port city of Mariupol. As Interior Minister's advisor Vadim Denisenko states, Putin's goal is not demilitarization, but a total deindustrialization of Ukraine. In the meantime, Ukraine's defense ministry reports it has temporarily lost access to the Sea of Azov as Russian forces tighten their grip around the besieged port city of Mariupol. Russia has placed mines on the route from the Bosphorus Strait to Odessa, Ukraine, and now covers it up with lies about the Ukrainian mines destroyed by storm. Project manager of the Black Sea Institute for Strategic Studies Andriy Klimenko said that Russia is spreading yet another piece of dangerous misinformation. According to him, the seaport of Sochi sent a warning to ship owners and captors in the region about the threat of detonation of mines of the Ukrainian Navy drifting in the Black Sea. The warning was signed by Sochi seaport captain Vyacheslav Rumyantsev. Klimenko labeled the warning as gross misinformation and call for an intervention by the Standing NATO Countermeasures Group No. 1. Russia has attacked the underground ammunition storage on the Ukrainian armed forces in Ivano-Frankivsk Oblast, western Ukraine. According to Russia's defense ministry, newest air-to-ground missile was used to destroy the arms depot. This is the first time this type of missile was used in Ukraine. Russia has launched 291 missile strikes, used 459 land, sea and air-based missiles on Ukraine since the beginning of its full-scale invasion on February 24. According to the General Staff of the Armed Forces, Russian occupiers are mainly targeting Ukrainian cities and villages, namely industrial infrastructure facilities, schools, hospitals, national historic and religious shrines, as well as densely populated residential areas. Russia's war against Ukraine has already led to the unprecedented price increase and the imbalance of the world food trade. Russia's invasion will not only affect prices, but also future harvests. It applies not just to wheat, but to other grains as well. For the last couple of years, the Ukrainian export of corn has significantly grown. The country is the fourth largest exporter and is responsible for 16% of the world corn trade. Ukraine is also the world's largest exporter of oil. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba comments.
You will feel the repercussions of this war because of the interrupted chains of supply of agricultural products from Ukraine. I may recall that 55% of sunflower oil on the global market is supplied from Ukraine. Every 10th loaf of bread in Middle East, Asia and Africa is produced with Ukrainian wheat. We didn't want this war. We want peace, we want to trade, we want to be a food guarantor for Asia, for all other parts of the world. But to achieve that, to get back to normality, we have to stop Putin. And therefore, I call all Asian nations to demand from Russia to stop this crazy war.